This is the KHSU Magazine. I am Brian Curtis, and I am joined now in studio by April Joyce, Administrator of Adult Day Healthcare of Mad River, and Brian Julian, who's a physical therapist at the program. How's it going, guys?
Hi, good.
Good.
Thank you so much for joining us on the air today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, let's just start right at the tippy top. Tell us a little bit about who in the community it is you serve and how you serve them.
So we serve adults over the age of 18 who are dependent on others for at least some of their care. We are an enrollment program, not a drop-in program. So there are some criteria for people to attend the program. But generally, anybody who shows an interest, we can find a way to make it work and get them enrolled.
Give us sort of like a sample. Who are some of the people who enlist your services?
So we have folks with developmental delays, folks with dementia, folks with chronic medical problems, such as people who've had a stroke or a head injury, people with mental illness, people with combinations of all of those things.
So. And adult day healthcare is sort of a portmanteau of daycare and healthcare. Is that a pretty accurate understanding of what's going on? People sort of come for the day and are then sort of left in the care of your staff and have activities to perform and social interactions and...
Exactly. So our operating hours are 8:30 to 4. Our program hours generally run from 9:30 to 2:30. So people arrive in the morning anytime between 8:30 and 10. There's morning activities, a morning snack, and they get a hot lunch during the day, and then there's some afternoon activities. And then generally between 2 and 3 o'clock, everybody gets back on the buses and heads back home.
Okay. So, mostly bus service then, or is there also a drop-off option?
Well, we operate our own paratransit buses. Many of our folks are in wheelchairs, and they can't take the standard city buses
sure.
to get to our service. So we do door-to-door transportation, pick people up at their homes and drop them back off there. So it's convenient for them and for the caregivers.
Yeah, I imagine that your program helps free up the caregivers if these are people who have their own, you know, in-home or visiting caregivers. By taking them out of the house for a bit and placing them in your care, then it frees up the caregiver to, say, pursue a hobby or a career or something outside. Brian, you were mentioning that caregiver burnout is sort of a problem in the industry. Could you tell us about that?
That is a very big issue. A lot of people that are caregivers, it can often be a 24/7 kind of thing. And if the person that's being cared for comes to our program, then the caregiver has the day freed up to go get groceries or just get some rest or do whatever they need to do. Or they may hold down a job during that time and still be able to do that. Each situation is individual and unique, but it often is very helpful for the caregivers. And the term is often that's used as respite. It gives respite for the caregivers. Yeah, so that can be a very important benefit.
Yeah, helping lift that. What are some of the fun things that you guys have going on, because your website lists several?
Our activity coordinators are awesome, and they always have a full calendar of events of things that are going on. We're located right next to an elementary school, so every year we have various groups from Pacific Union School that come through and do performances. We have preschools that come by and do performances. We have other members of the community. The McKinleyville Choir has come by, the Kitchenaires.
Right on. My wife mentioned, actually, her Pacific Union Choir paying you guys a visit many years ago, actually probably before either of you were enrolled there. But
They have been coming for many, many years, probably since close to the beginning.
And you also get some visits from some four-legged friends, too.
We do. We have several groups of prescription pets that come by with their dogs. And
is it just dogs? It seems to me like the litany of service animals is turning into a veritable arc these days. Like, there's no echidnas or iguanas or miniature horses.
The prescription pets have all been dogs.
We had that 4-H group that came in. They had goats and all kinds of things.
We had a donkey one year. We had a turkey. we've had rabbits. So
Veritable petting zoo.
Yes, pretty much.
That's cool. One of the things that seems to be really hot right now, I've learned from both talking with previous guests and just friends in the community, adult coloring books. Is that a thing that you guys are doing there? The
little
coloring time?
Oh, heck absolutely. Yeah. We have a number of people that like to color. We've got one of our participants who loves making banners for us. So anytime we have a special occasion, whether it's we celebrate all of our staff on various days. So Nurses Day, she'll put up a banner. Veterans Day, there'll be a banner. So
cool. Yeah. If community members are interested, say maybe like a high school student looking to get some good community service credit in before college enrollment, how can people offer up their services?
We are always accepting volunteers. Our lead activity coordinator, Virginia, sets up all of that. And yeah, she's always looking for more people to come by and volunteer their services. Even just coming and sitting and visiting with participants is a valuable service. You don't have to have a specific talent that you do. Of course, we love that too. That's always well received.
Yeah, just enjoying a good conversation. Brian, you were mentioning that you're also getting some help on the physical therapy side from students at HSU. Can you tell us a bit about that program?
Yeah. First, I'd like to just say in terms of the physical therapy program, we're very excited about what we do there. It's not a therapy clinic, but we try to get people moving, and people get on exercise programs. If people come in and they slept funny and they got a neck ache, we try to do some physical therapy and help them with their pain. We even do a little bit of adjustments on wheelchairs sometimes. We just anything to do with their mobility. We try to help them with. And a lot of people that might not be getting any exercise at all at home are getting some exercise when they come, and we're very excited about that. And one major thing that is really wonderful is in the last 4 or 5 years, we've got a partnership going with the kinesiology department here at Humboldt State University. And we have students that it's called Kinesiology 490. It's a class, and they call it the Practica class, but it's really... most people would call it an internship. These students, over the course of the semester, they do come and work with us for 120 hours. And the last two semesters, we've had 3 students each. And for the summer term, we have 3 students right now. They're starting this week. I just left them a little while ago. So they come and get to know our participants. And, you know, they walk with them or help them do their exercises under our supervision. And so that way it kind of extends our reach, and we can do more therapy with more people, you know, with the help of these students. And the students love it because they get the hands-on experience, and the participants love getting to know the students. And it's a really great, great program coordinated by Sheila Alicia up in the Humboldt State Kinesiology Department, and has been working with us on this. So it's just great.
Yeah, that's cool. It sounds like a win-win.
It is.
And, you know, bringing community members from different generations who might not otherwise interact, bringing them together.
We also work pretty closely with the College of the Redwoods Nursing Program. We have students that come through for their gerontology rotation. And we also have had social work students from HSU that come through and do their volunteer time with us. So the participants always seem to really enjoy interacting with the students.
Awesome. April, how did you come to be involved with the program?
So I started there 11 years ago. I started as a nurse. And for me, it was, you know, started out as just a convenient job. I live across the street, so it was an easy commute. But about a month after I started working there, both of my parents, who were living in the area, had falls. For my mother, she was just a solid bruise from her hip to her knees. But my dad ended up falling and got a chronic wound, which became a bone infection and actually led to his death just a couple months later. So all of a sudden, this whole program became very real to me. After my dad had died, we realized that my mom had significant memory issues that had not really been as apparent when dad was there and covering for her. Mm. So, you know, suddenly here I am with a full-time job, 2 kids in grade school, and now I'm caring for my mother who apparently has dementia. So, you know, throughout all of that, the support of all of the staff at Adult Day they got it. They knew what I was going through as a caregiver. And
so you, did your mother start receiving care there before you started working there?
Or? No, it was. It actually took me several years to convince her that, she thought that I could, I was all that she needed. And I finally convinced her that I could not be her everything caregiver, that she needed some extra support and care. And so it took several years, but I finally convinced her to start attending the program. Brian worked with her actually pretty closely, convinced her to start using a walker, which, because she had had several falls and actually broke her wrist a couple of times before I got her to enroll. So once she started attending, it was good. I mean, there were other people looking at her, other people that enjoyed talking to her. I didn't have to be her social outlet, the only person that she talked to all day.
Sure.
So. And she came for, what, about 3 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. So. What sort of programs have you personally sort of helped develop for ADHC in your tenure as the administrator there?
Actually, I've only been the administrator there for about 3 years.
Okay.
I took over from our previous administrator who had been there since day one in 1985.
Oh, wow. That's a good stretch.
Good stretch, yes. We've actually had quite a few long-term staff who have been there and provided a lot of that continuity. So at this point, I'm just kind of keeping the ship running and making sure that all of the programs that we offer, that we can continue to offer.
Has it taught you anything that you feel like, is, it just seems like, you're dealing with people who are very vulnerable in many instances, and, what caring for people who need extra care teaches you about yourself?
Yeah, it's very much like a family for the participants and the staff at Adult Day. We kind of become an extended family for our participants. Some of our folks, we have one gal who's been attending for about 20 years as a participant. And so for her, she's definitely made a number of friendships among the staff and other participants. And, it's really become a good outlet for her, and it was respite for her mother, who at the time that she became disabled, her mother was still trying to work full-time as a single mom. So this was an opportunity for her to continue working while she knew that her daughter was well cared for.
So for our listeners to whom this may sound intriguing, how can they learn more about enrolling in the program or possibly volunteering as well? But let's start with enrolling.
So first step is, just give us a call or come by. We are on the campus of Mad River Hospital. We're in a separate building behind the hospital. And we're always open for people to come by and just take a tour of the program, see what we offer.
You want to plug a phone number or a website that people should check out?
So our phone number is 826-4866, or 822-4866, sorry. And our website is ADHC.
MadRiver.org.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Doing my homework.
Yes.
Well, is there anything that you would like to add here as we kind of wrap things up, Brian?
I'll just say it's a real upbeat, positive place. And we've had people in the past that have been come kicking and screaming because their families wanted to come. And after a few weeks, they love it. So that's happened many times. It's a positive, upbeat, happy place. I love working there.
I would agree.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for taking the time to come talk with me today. And I wish you the best.
Thank you.
You.